Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gasoline to the gas stations, wherever they need to have it between Texas and the Northeast. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and we're on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. And don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, got to talk about Israel, because Israel is flat out sticking it to Hamas as well they should. And we have our friend in Washington, D.C., our correspondent Greg Cluxton, who sent me this report. Let's listen to it.
As deadly violence continues, the White House is resisting pressure from Democrats and others to call for an immediate ceasefire. Presidential spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
Our approach is through quiet, intensive diplomacy, and that's where we feel we can be most effective.
The Biden administration says it wants to see a de-escalation of violence between Israel and Hamas, but also supports Israel's right to self-defense. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw a mainstream news report that said that he was on a phone call with Bibi Netanyahu where he did call for a ceasefire.
Correct.
So, therefore, that report and Jen Psaki's reporting of it was not correct.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Why are we asking Israel for a ceasefire? Why don't you call up Hamas?
Yeah.
Or the Palestinian Islamic Jihad? Or the Palestinian authorities that we just gave a pile of money to? And why don't we tell them, hey, how about a ceasefire? Why does it have to be Israel?
Right. They were not fired on, they did not fire on anybody first. They got fired on. And I do.
Of course.
Yeah, and Bibi Netanyahu has come out and said unequivocally that until the last rocket stops, they will not stop.
And shouldn't.
Nope. And they're going after the tunnels. They're got some of their troops, their special forces on the ground in there. They're securing when the rockets are fired. They locate where they come from. They go right to the building. They give people 45 minutes to get out, and that's it. Boom, building destroyed.
Right. And they call every single phone number that they have.
Correct. And drop leaflets, too. Yep. So the thing of it is the Biden era of confusion, of disruption, of no leadership, I see that as a sign of weakness, and I see our adversaries taking advantage of that. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I can't. I mean, it goes without saying. It's very obvious.
Okay. Well, the other thing that Joe Biden did yesterday, he had a press conference, and he issued a stern warning for the unvaccinated as he urges Americans to get the COVID shots.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I know that you're all excited about that, but I
heard... Well, I mean, this cat, you know, he's been vaccinated himself, okay?
That's right. Long time ago.
And he's still wearing a mask.
Yep. He was vaccinated under Donald Trump.
Right, but he's still wearing a mask.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, and the other day we saw him after he said he wasn't going to wear the mask in the open.
Wear it anyway.
Yeah, wear it anyway. Yeah. And, oh, boy. All right, now, the top 18 of our top scientists here in this country are calling for an investigation into the Chinese Wuhan lab over the origins of the coronavirus. Now, we talked about this pretty much at length yesterday about the Chinese scientists, one of several who have been arrested, by the way, trying to sneak out of the country with stuff in their possession. I think there's something to this, but are we really going to get to the bottom of this or not?
I doubt it.
So as long as Biden's the president, we won't.
Well, I just don't think so. I don't think this guy has the stones to challenge the Chinese Communist Party. I think there's some backdoor things that we can do. In order to, get closer to some truths here. But for the most part, nah. I just don't see it happening.
Okay. We got about a minute left here very quickly. The Supreme Court has agreed to take on a major abortion case. I believe that case is coming out of, what, Mississippi?
Mississippi. Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's going to be... one of the cases that could lead to Roe v. Wade being turned around, correct?
Correct.
But it won't be the case.
Well, we shall, it all goes according to how the arguments are, oral arguments are presented and what the opinions are. So, we can't necessarily dismiss it.
Okay, well, it's going to be interesting for sure, and we're going to keep our eyes on it. By the way, the Supreme Court made another ruling yesterday, which is very interesting, about guns and warrantless searches and taking guns away from people without having the proper warrants. That was in Rhode Island, and they can no longer do it. It was ruled unconstitutional. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, her website. Go there, check out all the different things that she has to offer, and I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everett Network, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much there, Brooke. Had a little hiccup there at the end, but we'll get over that. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by the Stem Cell folks. And remember, if you are having problems, this is something that can help you.
Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Morning.
Now, former President Trump, number 45, is going to take a little trip up to North Carolina, and this is what our compadre, correspondent Greg Cluxton, had to say about this little deal.
The former president has kept a relatively low public profile since leaving office, but he has agreed to speak in person at the June 5th convention dinner in Greenville, North Carolina. Trump carried the state in the 2020 election by a slim margin. The state party hopes he can help Republicans retake control of the U.S. House. A GOP official says the former president's speech will be closed to the media. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, I did a little checking with that because we heard some things about Mike Pence and where he was going to be or wasn't going to be, and come to find out they weren't true. They had their locations wrong and all that stuff. But I checked with some friends of mine up there in North Carolina. We got a couple of affiliates up there close by Greenville, and they said, nope, it's a reality. It's going to happen. So I guess the Trumpster is going to get out and get in the mix again.
All right. You know, there's a lot to cover, with regard to what Trump may say, and least of which would be, the real truth on the agreements that the Trump administration had with the Latin American countries when it came to immigration, that, you know, because the Biden administration said that, you know, continues to blame all of this on Trump and that the whole system was broken. Furthermore, there's some truth that Trump can talk about because the Biden administration said that when they took over that, you know, the stockpiles and the COVID-19 operation was left empty, and that turned out to not be true, too. So it would be very interesting to have Trump put some real light and truth on all that.
Now, you wrote an article yesterday about Nancy Pelosi and her response to the 2020 State of the Union message given by Donald Trump.
I did.
That's what I got yesterday in the email from you.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know where that came from.
I think that may have been an old one that you got.
Well, that's what showed up in my email yesterday. But anyway, you did write an article, correct?
I wrote several yesterday. I think that one of the big ones that will show up on Political Vanguard here in the next day or so is the notion that the New York Times actually published a piece about how journalists are using spies / investigators,
right.
Private investigators.
Right.
And it may not sound like it's a big revelation, but it is a big revelation because of corporations and financial institutions and government, not NGOs, are using spies / private investigators. Well, the fascinating piece on all of this is they actually used the Russia collusion story dossier as the example of all of that. So what they were basically saying to us is they concocted a big lie, which we obviously know. But we have little Miss Liz Cheney out there talking about the big lie.
Yep.
When, you know, she's blaming Trump for screaming and complaining about election fraud. Well, I would say to Liz Cheney, no, the biggest lie was the Russia collusion story. And we need to ask some harder questions, because remember we had people like Adam Schiff that was using
yep.
private investigators and so forth and so on.
Yep.
So, the New York Times finally admitted all this, which is remarkable.
Hmm. Okay, well, here's something that Pelosi did say yesterday. She extended the remote voting for members of Congress amidst
yes.
a big pushback by the Republicans to say, hey, we don't need this anymore, citing the new CDC rules, but they're still going to wear masks in Congress.
That's according to Pelosi. So now she's admitted that she doesn't believe in the science.
Right. Yep.
Which we're not sure whose science we're actually believing anyway.
Well, if it's got Fauci's name attached to it, I'm not believing it.
Well, now he's blaming all this on a lot of the disease and the victims and the deaths on racism. Did you hear that one yesterday?
I did, and that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, he got a memo from somebody, but he's being paid very well to toe the line, isn't he?
Yes.
I say, employee in history.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe Biden has apparently hit a little bit of a rough patch in his early presidency here, as the Republicans are blaming him for everything. He's absolutely in big trouble because, I mean, my God, the border's on fire. Price of fuel is out of sight. Inflation is uncontrollable. The Middle East is blowing up right in front of him, and he's choosing to back away to a certain degree, and we just don't know what's next here, do we?
Well, I would say really is what's next isn't his decision anyway. I think it comes down to, you know, those that are running the shop, and it's not him. It's, you know, people like Susan Rice that's running the shop. It's Anita Dunn. I mean, it's John Kerry. I mean, you've got all these other people because, you know, Biden's completely asleep at the switch. And he doesn't have a concept of what is happening in his own administration.
Where is John Kerry hiding lately?
I don't think he's ever hiding.
I haven't seen him lately. Haven't heard from him.
Well, I think he's decided to keep a little bit of a low profile, least of which because of his testimony last week. And he was supposed to be talking about, I don't know, climate change or something, but he was really challenged by the Republicans on the relationship that he had with Iran's foreign minister, Zarif, and the fact that he was sharing classified material with Zarif. And of course, John Kerry's denying all that, but
you have a son that lives in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Last weekend was another violent weekend in Atlanta. 24 people shot, 6 dead in Atlanta. What the heck's going on up there?
The same thing that kind of always goes on.
Yeah, but I mean, now all of a sudden we got a Chicago story in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So Atlanta's exploding like Chicago has been. Wow.
Yeah, it is. And we have the mayor there, Alicia Bottoms, who is said that she's not going to run again for mayor. So it's kind of like, got to wonder why on that one. You know, it sounds good in theory, but...
Well, maybe we found a job for Stacy, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I hope you have a great day and enjoy the day and try not to work too hard doing whatever you're doing. And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night on the program. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out all the different things she writes about. You'll be glad you did.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. and a coalition of human rights groups are calling for a full boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games to be held in China. The group issued a statement Monday calling on the U.S., Canada, and other nations to lead a global boycott of the Games based on China's treatment of Muslim minorities, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. The group cites the State Department's recent report that stated genocide and crimes against humanity had taken place against Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang region. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this broadcast of the Military and Veterans News segment is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. They have two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they are right after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right up there, just outside Boston, and it's there to serve you anytime that you want to go there and take a look at it, as well as the one that's down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa there in Clearwater. And what I've suggested for many years is that you call them and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. So here's the phone number. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of either the campus in Concord, Mass. Or the campus in Clearwater, Florida. Find out what it's all about. Talk to some students. Talk to some teachers. Get your financial aid taken care of. By the way, if you're pre-9/11 or post-9/11,
veterans. You'll have an opportunity to fill out your paperwork and see what it is that they'll take care of for you. And also, if you are a civilian, they've got the student loans there for you to go through the process. And their website, where you can also do all of this, is NAA.edu. But I would strongly suggest that you take the tour of one of their facilities and take a good long look at what they have to offer. You'll be impressed. Boy, will you be impressed. All right. A commander of a U.S. Space Force unit tasked with detecting ballistic missile launches has been fired for his comments made during a podcast promoting his new book, which claims that Marxist ideologists are becoming prevalent in the United States military. And the answer to that is yes, they are. And his book was accurate, and it's a shame. He's got an attorney, so we'll see what happens there. By the way, the Defense Department no longer requires masks at DOD facilities for fully vaccinated personnel. The guidance applies to everyone who's at least 2 weeks past receiving their final dose and covers both indoor and outdoor activities. Now, the District of Columbia Air National Guard would receive $200 million to set up a quick reaction force of service members prepared to respond to any violence or threats on Capitol Hill under a $1.9 billion security supplemental act unveiled by House leaders this week. In addition, Vandenberg Air Force Base will become Vandenberg Space Force Base this coming Friday, the third installation to adopt the new service's moniker so far. And the Ohio Congressman Turner is going to lead the House GOP push for military sexual assault overhauls with a new bill by Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, to change how the service handles serious crimes, taking it out of the hands of the commanding officers in the units. And we'll see if that works very long. By the way, dozens of Japanese, American, and French troops landed amid pouring rain from a CH-47 transport helicopter onto a grassy field at a training area in southern Japan, part of a Saturday joint scenario of defending a remote island from an enemy invasion. Now, U.S. military bases in Japan reported 8 individuals tested positive for the coronavirus since last Wednesday, according to statements that were released. In addition, a group of Japanese peace activists is up in arms about the Air Force CV-22 Osprey flying over parts of Tokyo with the barrels of their unloaded machine guns visible. Wow, isn't that something? That's the way it is, folks. And the long-awaited, long-delayed final pullout of U.S. and NATO forces after 20 years of war in Afghanistan has finally begun. We understand that the advancement is up to about 12% in some cases of the military that needed to leave Afghanistan with their equipment. We understand that's up to about 12% right now. Now, for the past 2 decades, U.S. Special Operations Forces have deployed to some of the most dangerous and inhospitable places on the planet to combat terrorist networks, with the Pentagon increasingly focused on great power competition. They may soon find themselves spending more time in a region that presents a unique set of challenges, namely the Arctic. You heard me, the Arctic. More and more troops are headed north into the northern frozen tundra. They've been in the south for years, but now they're headed north. Got a bunch of Marines up there in, I think it's Norway. But anyway, Russian President Vladimir Putin's government has branded the United States an unfriendly nation, putting a new legal stamp on tensions with Washington in advance of high-level meetings with President Joe Biden's administration. Way to go, Vladdy. He stuck it to Biden. Unfriendly nation. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And the U.S. and Greece will likely update a bilateral security pact this summer in a move that could pave the way for more American military missions in the region. That coming from Greece's defense chief. Also, the Pentagon is working on a pair of software changes to its fleet of Bell Boeing V-22 Osprey tilt rotors that will have the aircraft better display existing information to pilots. Now, President Trump's first Air Force secretary has had some advice for the new folks coming in, defense sector, and has kind of filled them in on the way things are. We'll see how that works out. And the officer in charge of purchasing military hardware for the U.S. Air Force suggested slashing the total number of Lockheed Martin F-35 jets for the service by more than half late this year, according to two former defense officials involved in the discussions who spoke with CNN this week. The news comes as congressional criticism of the most expensive weapons program in U.S. history grows. We'll see what happens there. Christine Wormuth, that name doesn't ring a bell, it will. She's the Biden administration's nominee to be the next U.S. Secretary of the Army, vowed to lawmakers that in the role she will push forward with the service's weapons modernization portfolio while also examining ways to ease tensions between the Army Futures Command and the larger acquisition office. Now, before the Colonial Pipeline announced it would restart operations, the Biden administration was very close to using the U.S. military and their fuel stockpile to help out, relieving some of the pressure by getting fuel to the stations that the military had. Now, fortunately, that did not have to happen. So they lucked out in that respect. By the way, Joint Base Lewis McChord's 2.2 Stryker Brigade Combat Team, also known as the Lancer Brigade, recently posted footage of soldiers using the new enhanced night vision goggle binoculars on their social media, where over 1 million users watch soldiers firing mortars and machine guns in the eerie white glow. Now, nearly 60 years ago, dozens of soldiers assembled for a top-secret mission to Vietnam, 3 years before President Lyndon Johnson officially sent U.S. combat troops into the country, 1962. The soldiers who perished on that day were honored and memorialized at the DOD yesterday. We'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark, for doing that. Armed American Radio is heard on many of these same stations Sunday nights from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, this portion of the program, my conversations with the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you feel the high-end SUV, you're going to love, if you want one, the Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, do they feel great when you got a bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura will also come with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open up the door for more savings. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, I'm sure you know about Joe Biden yesterday coming on the stage, if you will, at the White House, and talking about his new program that he's got. He's actually given it a name,
which is kind of interesting, the American Rescue Plan, where he's going to give some $1.9 trillion of the COVID-19 stimulus program to see that 88% of the children in the United States will start receiving payments instead of a tax credit. They're going to get $3,600 if they're under the age of six. If they're between the ages of 6 and 17, you're going to get paid $3,000 per child for each kid.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, we've got another entitlement here in this country, and we're going to be sending checks to families all over the country for having kids. I had three. I didn't get any check from anybody. Managed to do it. You managed to raise a family, Matt. Again, I guess, you know, now that it's my job to now pay for other people's kids.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be very, very blunt here, and I know this is going to probably upset a bunch of your listeners. If you can't afford to have kids, don't have them. It's just that simple. They're not cheap. They're not. Your kids are expensive. There's a lot of the costs involved with having kids, and if you can't afford them, don't have them. I don't understand why I have to subsidize your family. I already have to pay exorbitant prices in health care because of Obamacare. My taxes are already through the roof. Now you're telling me that we're going to be sending checks out to people because they have children. It's ridiculous.
Well, it is part of this plan, what he's calling the American Rescue Plan, and we'll just have to wait and see. Now, the American Families Plan is the specific that's in here. The president's called on Congress to extend the expanded child credit tax credit past 2021 by passing his American Families Plan, a $1.8 trillion spending proposal to wage the war on poverty. And what they're trying to do is they'll lift some 5 million children out of poverty this year by doing what they're doing.
You know how much I believe that? None of it. Okay, stop telling me just handing money. I was going to lifting people out of poverty means basically getting people a job. Okay, making people go back to work. Okay, you're still in poverty if you're still collecting money from the government. You're not self-sufficient. Doesn't change a damn thing. Change it for the short term, but you're still not out of the situation that you're in. So again, flying a helicopter over the country, dropping cash is the easiest thing that any politician can do. It's the most expedient thing, but it most certainly is not the right thing, and it's not the thing that's going to work.
Yeah, California, they're about to give out the minimum of $600 to $1,400 as a stimulus to the people that live in California. But then again, that's Newsom trying to buy votes.
Oh, without a doubt, it's becoming the hey, you know, he didn't start this. You know, to be honest here, this started when Nancy Pelosi, you know, was drinking George W. Bush's milkshake prior to the 2008 election, and they handed out checks, during the financial crisis there. And it was basically Republicans and Democrats on board. Here you go. Here's money. Vote for me again. So, you know, again, they just put this entire idea that was started by Pelosi, signed into law by George W. Bush, and putting it on steroids.
$250, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the standard rules of economics tell us that rapidly rising prices should curb demand, persuading people to pull back purchases when the stuff they want becomes too expensive, correct?
Well, it's, in theory, yes.
But that strategy doesn't seem to be working right now in many parts of the economy. Home prices have been skyrocketing for nearly a year with no end in sight. Used car prices are up 21%. Last month, they reached the improbable crescendo of a 10% gain in 1 month. And even categories of consumer electronics like televisions that seem to always be dropping in price are climbing back up again.
Yeah, again, the televisions and stuff like that obviously has to do with chips and the chip shortage that exists right now. So there's some supply chain issues as well. But the reality is that there's certain things that you mentioned there, Matt, are kind of almost like situations where you don't have much of a choice. If your car dies and you're a contractor and you need a new pickup truck, guess what? You got to buy a new pickup truck.
Yeah.
And if it's more expensive now than it was before, you don't have much of a choice. You're going to have to pay. But that's just the reality of the situation. Many people deciding, that's it. That's all I can stand. I can't stand anymore, and moving out of urban areas as areas outside the city is most certainly it's gotten rid of a lot of inventory that's there, and that's obviously forced the prices up. There's plenty of cheap housing in the United States. It's just not where people want to live right now.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, Brazil, the world's largest exporter of coffee, sugar, and oranges, is in risk of running out of them and having a huge crop failure because they've run out of water.
That's interesting. I haven't seen that story yet to see exactly.
It's on Newsmax.
How that's actually working. Obviously, it's gonna got to take a look at some of the commodity prices and see how that's affecting those there. Obviously, we all know how much more we're paying at the grocery store at this point in time. I have to look a little bit further into that. I think there's also I've seen a lot of stories in the news blaming every supply chain issue out there for rising prices. It's not the only thing. It's also all the money printing as well.
Right. Now, the Senate voted yesterday to open the debate on the China tech bill. I don't know what that's going to do for the price of goods, services, internet, and computers, but it's going to certainly not help keep it down, I don't think. It'll raise them again, right?
Which China tech bill is this? I'm sorry?
It's the Senate voted 86-11 to open debate on a measure authorizing the Chinese trade between Chinese technical companies and the United States to continue.
Yeah. Again, with China, there's always this thing out there, obviously, with cybersecurity, intellectual property, forced exchanges that we don't like to see.
Mm-hmm.
You want to continue to do business with China. Again, that's always the best route. You know, the people out there that they, think that these hot wars will occur. Hot wars tend not to occur, with your customers. And, that they're we're their customer, they're our customer, and vice versa. However, the practices that they've engaged in for an extended period of time haven't exactly been very conducive.
Jim Acosta is going to have a new job at a new company. Did you hear about it?
No.
AT&T is spinning off CNN and HBO to Discovery, the Discovery Channel, who's going to pay $43 billion for the deal. So Acosta's going to be working for the Discovery Channel. Maybe that's where they'll put him.
Again, I don't know what they're going to – and they probably won't do much with CNN right away. Again, it's kind of a – this entire deal is kind of funny. It's the fact that it just shows you just how dumb a lot of CEOs are. AT&T just bought those assets along with DirecTV not too long ago, and now they're getting rid of them already.
Yeah.
So it shows you how brainy these people are at the top of the fancy suits.
They need the money. They lost big money with all of those. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer, and you can hear him on many of these stations on the weekend.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.